Praise the Lord. Shall we read the word of God today from John chapter 6, verse number 34. John 6, 34. Coming down. Then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Verse 39, this is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he had given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. Amen. We bless you, Father, for your word. Lord, we have read the letter of your word, and we thank you for the spirit of your word. We pray that understanding will come to us as the spirit of your word comes to us. Let each one of us, O God, see this truth that you have established. Thank you for the spirit of your word that is ready out to glorify you and to build us up in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to share with you one of my greatest joy and also a desire for everybody who steps into this church. Very, very important. And so the topic of my message this morning is, unless you are drawn by God to Jesus. Unless you are drawn by God to Jesus. Many people don't know that to become a child of God, to be saved, is not as simple as sometimes the way we see it. Unfortunately for us, when men lose the spirituality of being drawn by God, they act religiously. They serve, but in the flesh. And no flesh shall glory in the presence of God. And so my heart desire for everybody in this church, and today you hear my heart, is that everybody be saved. Amen. You see, Jesus had done a miracle by multiplying food for people to eat. And the people got so excited. They got so excited that they decided to look for him. You see, it's part of life. When things are very well with men, business is going well, money in the pocket, good health. If you have these things I'm talking about, teacher, it is very easy to not to even say, hello God, are you there? Men, when Satan jammed us,
destroyed us.
I'm coming to the scripture, but I just want to establish some understanding here. We became such that anything that we can see with our eye and feel is good, we give in to that. So these guys saw Jesus, multitudes, over 5,000. Jesus take a little boy's food, because the boy has heard about Jesus. And when he was leaving the house, the mother said, take this so that, because that man you are going to follow, he can preach till the night and can keep you there for 3 days. So you just take this brodo and fish. The boy takes it. And now Jesus sees the multitude. And he was so compassionate and thought about how are they going to eat. Talks to his disciples. I'm not interested in all of that. Why I'm saying that is that because they have their role. But I'm interested in the fact that after they have eaten, the following day, chairman, they were looking for Jesus. When they met Jesus, they saw that he was here, he's not there. His disciples too are not here. They jump on the boat, they go to the other side looking. Now when they saw him, they said, Master, we have been looking for you. And now Jesus began to talk. You are looking for me, not because of the miracle that you saw to stir your heart for your eyes to open. You are looking for me because of the food. And you always find people to go to places where food is plenty. But today, I want you to understand something. So now, Mama God, Jesus is talking with them back and forth, back and forth. And so he says in the verse 34 we read, this is okay. Then he said to them, I mean, it's a whole lot of things, but let me just handpick few so we can go. Then Jesus said to, then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread. Because at this time, he has said to them that this fish and thing that you ate, bread, is not the matter. I am the bread of life. I am. If you eat me, you'll be satisfied. And they got angry. So, now this, then said Jesus to them, most assuredly, I say to you, Moses, why are you? I'm 34, so you should go to 35. We don't do backwards. Then Jesus said to them, I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never, listen to this, shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. Praise the Lord. I want you to examine yourself. Please, I beg you. Please. Jesus says to them, if indeed you have come to me, you would have been satisfied. Your quench for different things, or your desire for different things would have quenched. And it is true. Very, very true. If you haven't encountered Jesus the way you ought to encounter him, you will see that all your operations are rubbish. Sin, misbehavior, everything. That's actually the truth. I can tell you, a young boy, very young. I follow my grandmother. To church. Our home church. Beautiful church, Anglican. Before you enter my church, you see a little thing there that has been created in the wall with holy water. When you dip your hand inside and you do this, 1, 2, 3, sign of the cross, immediately you feel sanctified. And truly, 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 I did that anytime I'm following my grandmother. All the rubbish, I leave it there. And then when I do the sign of the cross, I enter in. As soon as church is over,
The enemy said, if you left me there, come and let's continue. I will do every rubbish. As for the rubbish, if I were to list you, some of you, your heart will break, so I won't list it. I knew how to do everything bad. But I believed I was a Christian. I believed I was a child of God. Until one day, there's a place in Kumasi, now they have turned it to Assembly something something. That's where the KCC. That's where they meet for their independence and all of that. It used to be called Jackson Park. Some man comes to stand on the platform. For Newtown boy, I just go and stand there. Anglican, purely Anglican boy. I'm listening to this man. The man is talking. And all of a sudden I read, hey, why is he talking about me? The word of God was coming by the full force of the Spirit. It breaks me. And all I saw is that God hooks my heart. And then I'm standing there perplexed. I'm asking myself a lot of questions. This thing I'm talking about is almost 52 years ago. Because why did this man know me? Why is he talking about me? I didn't know that Jesus apparently has done the scripture. Let's continue. Now, let's quickly jump to 43. Verse number 43. Jesus therefore answered and said to them, do not murmur among yourselves. And I was playing that. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. And I will raise him up at the last day. For a moment, listen to this. You see, God is not interested in your coming to church. He's only interested if the Father has hooked you and you have come to Jesus. Praise the Lord. God is so involved. That's why I want everybody in this church, please understand that until you have been hooked by God, until you have been hooked by God, you're coming to church, paying tithe offerings, you are doing a religious service, and you are not known. God Almighty, the creator of the ends of the earth, the universe, He is involved in your coming to Jesus. Somebody shout a big amen. He himself in the spirit comes and hook you and say, you see my son, go to him. He will give you eternal life. And actually that's what happened to me. I didn't know that. I was religiously following my grandmother and I taught. Kweusia was her name. I thought I was doing very well. Until that day, when I heard this preacher, and I discovered that all my church going was nothing, because now Jesus was touching on all my hidden secret things that I was doing that nobody knew, and yet I was going to church. You may be in this church. You are a loser. In your secret life, everything fails you. You can't overcome. You can lie. You can do anything else. Your secret life is defeated. Can I tell you? It is because Jesus has not been introduced to you by the Father. If God comes to you as I'm talking, that I want to introduce my son to you, Please, when it is time, don't take it light at all. Because actually it happens in the spirit. See, we have preached at crusades, big crusades. I've seen things. But I have found out that when God introduces His Son Jesus to you, and you take a step to Him, that is what makes the difference. Praise the Lord. If the Son has not been introduced to you, everything you are doing, you stand the risk of this statement, and I will raise Him up at the last day. And I will raise Him up at the last day. For no one can come to Jesus. You see, this thing that we talk about, that we preach, is spiritual, is not natural. It's not. This Jesus we preach, God, the Bible says that God is a spirit. Until God moves in the spirit realm and hooks you and say, come to my Son, you don't have life. For the Bible says, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God has no life. It's so simple. So I want to beg you, by the grace of God, as you are listening to me, if you have not deliberately, when God came in and said, come, you didn't run and surrender, you didn't run and surrender to Him, this is your time. And I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that even just as I am speaking, God is speaking to your heart. I know. And never be disobedient. The Bible says in Hebrews, today when you hear His voice, harden not your heart. My heart desire and prayer is, anybody who steps at this place, at temple, should be saved. Should be saved. And I know that people have heard the word so much that they even trample on it. Many years ago, I was speaking somewhere. Someone who had been in the church for so long a time. So I was speaking. All of a sudden, after many years of church attendance, God hooked his heart. Finally, that individual said, no! Now I need Jesus. But before then, he was a faithful everybody. This is why I plead. Don't take this call for granted. Because if Jesus had not been exposed to you by the Father, you are not safe. No one, thank you very much, switch back to your scripture. No one can come to me. This was made by Jesus. No one can come to me, Jesus, unless the Father who sent me draws him. And I will raise him up on the last day. Do you know on the last day that's what's going to happen? When Jesus appears in the sky, those who are dead in Christ will rise first and be suspended in the air, according to Bible. And if it happens now here, you'll be very shocked. Those of us whose hearts were hooked by the Lord, when these people who are dead in Christ rise up and they are suspended, then immediately all you will see is that those of us who have been hooked by the Lord and brought had been hooked by God and brought to Jesus, all you will see that within a second, you will see our clothes on the earth. And we would have disappeared from the seat in which we sit. And we will meet. We will do some small rejoicing in the atmosphere. By the time you look and say, "Hey!" Me, because I know I'm going, let me use myself and as an example. You see the blue shirt here. "Hey! Where is Reverend Dennis?" 80. 80. "Oh, I saw Mama was sitting by the husband. She's gone. The husband, hey, where are they?" But that time is too late. It's too late. So I want you to think about it. Please. Bible said, "He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God has no life." So explicit. So explicit. In the Bible says that this is the testimony that God gave His Son into the world. This is the record. I think 1 John chapter 5 verse 11 and 12. I'm speaking from there. The Bible says that he who has the Son. No, go to 11 first. It's the record. The testimony is very important. "And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life." He has already given it all. God has given us eternal life. "And this life is in" who? "His Son." Then the 12 tells us, "He who has the Son has life. He who has not, who does not have the Son of God," what? Oh, I'm not hearing you. What? "Does not have life." He can be the Secretary General of United Nations. It doesn't matter. He can be the President of the United States. He can be that man there who is sending his people to Africa, Chinese man there. He can be that. That position doesn't make you have favor with God. The only one who can make you have favor with God is God Almighty drawing you to His Son, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So if you have never deliberately, when somebody spoke to you, your heart wasn't moved, or even you said, "I have confessed Jesus as my personal Savior and Lord," and then when you go back, you're already a defeated individual. Every rubbish you were doing, just as I was doing when I was following my grandmother. Church going is not a matter. But encounter, your heart being drawn by the Father to connect to Jesus, is actually the truth. Praise the Lord. So this is why today I just felt like I can't my mouth shut on this matter. There's another scripture I love so much. "As many as received." As many as, John 1:12. "As many as received Him, He gave them the power." He gave them the power to become the children of God. So when God shows you mercy, and I must tell you this secret. I'm so excited that amongst all the people in the world, great people whose names are always coming out from the news, journalists are talking about, amongst all of them, the foolish things of this world, such as us, are the ones God has drawn our heart to Jesus. Will you rejoice about this? God brought people like us, some Africans and other people in other places, because God, when He was drawing them, they were so humble. They didn't complain in their hearts. Do you know that human beings complain in their hearts more than they talk? Do you know that? So when Jesus was arguing and talking with them, not arguing, was telling them, and they were talking, He said, "Don't murmur. Murmuring is not the matter. I am the bread of life. If you don't eat me, you don't have life. When you eat me, you have life." See, people who have not encountered Jesus, they come to church, they go back to their lives outside the church, and they can do anything that Satan will whisper. Today, this is what you are going to do. And your wife is saying that, slap her. They hear that quickly, then they can hear the voice of God that says, stop. So if you want me to tell you who has been drawn by the Father to Jesus, it is that individual that God hooked his heart. They can lie to their wives. They can lie to pastor. They can lie to everybody. They can cheat on their job. They can do everything. In fact, by their fruits, you will know them that they haven't been hooked by the Lord. And probably you say, I don't want this. Pastor, I have been coming to church for many years. But what you are talking about, I don't know how, but I see myself this way. Or probably when you close your eyes to sleep, you are not married, but your husband comes. Free, he comes. And the spirit is with you. You need help. You need help. There's no shyness in this. Probably you promise yourself this thing, why? I will not do that. The minute you take a step, you sink. You are the one that Jesus is already bidding you, and the Father is saying, I hear you, son. I hear you. I'm going to draw this individual to you. To be born again, listen to me, is so spiritual that we have underestimated it. It is very spiritual. Nobody enters Christianity by his works. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, probably. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace. Somebody shout, for by grace. One more time. Louder. You have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. See, when God loves you, then he hooks you and gives you to his son. Praise the Lord. It is then that you can be sure that you are saved. It's not by your works. I have met many people who, when are you saved? They will tell you that, well, this morning I met somebody who said a very wonderful thing to me. I went to the first time, there's plenty of them. And he said something that was very interesting to me. He said, well, are you a Christian? My simple question was, are you a Christian? He said, yes, I'm a Christian. And I said to him, what makes you think you're a Christian? You know, I try to follow the Lord. I try to follow the Lord. Even my friends testify that I'm a good person. I say, hey! I told him. I listened to him. I listened to different ones. And I said, do you know the Muslim who puts his hair 5 times on the ground? He gives salaka by the roadside. But under his this thing, knife is there. If it came to worship and all of that, they do better than that. Some Christians can sleep 36 hours. They will never even say, hello, how are you, Lord? Day 5 times. But the issue is so simple. If you don't have the Son, you can pray all you want. God doesn't hear you. They say there are many religions in the world. One of the theories that they talk about is it depends on where you stand. It doesn't depend on where you stand. It depends on the Father hooking you and bringing you to Jesus. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except through him. Hey! I love him. I love him. This is the reason why I can't keep my mouth shut. than to tell everybody to make your calling and election sure. Please do it. If the Son of God sets you free, that's when you can really be free. Praise the Lord. Salvation is so spiritual. It's not natural. God, when He moves, your heart will prick you and you will surrender. And there are many people, I mean, by God's grace, I have been in this flow for some years. And I have seen that. I've seen too many things. There are people, when you go and preach to them, as soon as you mention Jesus, "Hey, stop! Stop that thing. Stop! I don't want to hear." And then I will stop. But the truth is, you have heard. Because as soon as I got there, God was trying to hook their heart, and they said, "Take your heart off, take your heart off." Today you are in church. Where do you stand? Have you been very deliberate? When the Lord hooked you, you said, "Yes, I'm coming. Today is my day. I can hear you speak clearly, Lord." You see, there is one day to this thing I'm talking about. Just one day. Now, the day God hooked my heart on that Jackson Park, everything in the spirit scattered. My heart was so scattered to the extent that any time now I heard Jesus preached. Oh, I don't know how many times I went for an altar call. My heart scattered so much that any time I heard Jesus, I was really hungry for Him. And unless they don't say come, I just go and stand there that I may have Him. I received Jesus so many times until finally understanding started coming. Now I understand what was happening to me. My heart was scattered and I was hungry for Him more and more. I don't want to take chances. You may be in this church for many years, but truly, 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 you are your old self. You are your old self. Your anger is at work. Your everything has been just as it was. I am saying that you need for your heart to be turned. The only person who can do it is the Father. When He draws you to His Son and you surrender to Him, you will be translated from the influences that has made you do the things you do, from that place of darkness now to the light. And when you begin to grow, you will now understand. It is so spiritual. It is spiritual to the extent that unless you also react by spiritually receiving by faith, just as we read from Ephesians 2:8. "For by grace you have been saved through faith." As soon as you believe what is being given to you, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Verse 9, "Not of works, lest anyone should boast." And that's why when Jesus was pointing it out to those people whom He fed by the miracle, they didn't catch it. And He says that, "I'm the bread of life. I am the bread of life. If you eat me, you will never..." The people said, "Hey." In fact, they got to their point, they said that, "We want to do the works of God. How can we do the works of God?" And the Bible says, the works of God is this. The works of God is this. Just one thing. Believe in the Son. Praise the Lord. That chapter in John 6 is so fantastic that when you have time, make time and read. They said, "We want to do the works of God." "But what you are talking, we want to do..." He said, "The works of God is this, that you believe the Son that He has sent. If you have the Son, you have life. If you don't have the Son, you have no life. And so, brethren, I beg you, and I plead with anybody who is not too sure. When the Father was drawing him, he resisted. It doesn't matter. I was also in the church for a long time until God had mercy on me. It was also in the, many people had been in the church until one day the Lord hooked and said, "You are the one. Come. Today is your day. When you hear my voice, don't harden your heart." And I know without a shadow of a doubt, anybody genuinely have been drawn by the Father to Jesus and he surrenders, all the old things go, because Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things are gone. Behold, all things have become new. So I want you to check for your own self. If you are still doubling in the old things, you need a way out. And that is, the Father is bidding you to say, come. That's the only evidence you can see for yourself. If the very things that you are doing, the unpleasant things, you are very strong, quarreling, lying, misunderstanding, hatred, all of these things, then you are still there in that same. But I know that if you take a step today and you surrender, as you can hear the voice of God, go and it shall be well with you. When you take that step and God is pulling you and you come to Christ, I can tell you that the darkness will break and you'll be set free. And you'll be a new person. I have to say this by the Spirit of God, because nobody must depart from this earth without this encounter with Jesus. And it takes the Father Himself to do that. It is free. The Bible says something. To you, it has been granted. Somebody is being granted with what I'm saying right now. To you, it has been granted. That's Philippians 1:29. To you is being granted. Not only to believe, but to suffer for His name. Philippians 1:29. For to you, it has been granted on behalf of Christ. Not only to believe in Him, but also to suffer for Him. We are not to talk about to suffer for Him. It's another subject altogether. But I want to take the A part of it. He says that to you it has been granted. What does it mean to be granted? Meaning that something has been offered to you. And so I hear God being offered to somebody. It is up to you to either receive or rejected by saying, "Yeah, I cannot, I'm shy and this and that." What God wants to offer you is far bigger and greater than being shy. Praise the Lord. May God forbid. If something were to come down like a fire, wouldn't you run away? Wouldn't you run away? Oh, the door will be jammed. But God will not do it like that. He's only hooking your heart to say, "Because you are mine, now is the time. Come to me, and I will receive you." I love something we read in the scriptures, that when the Father brings you to me, I will not cast you away. No, by all means, in no way will I cast you off. Switch it back to where we read and give me that scripture as I come to a close on that. I will by no means cast you. No one can come to the Father. No, that's not it. Let's go, I think, verse 5. Let's see what is there. Verse 45. No. Let's go to 38. We read from the 43. It's the 43 bit of it. All right. 38. Check. Scroll through quickly. "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me."
But there was a portion that said, by no means will I cast you out. Yes, 37. Thank you. All that the Father gives me. Listen to this as we come to a close. All that the Father gives me will come to me. Hey! Oh, if God is calling you, you will come to Jesus. Praise the Lord. All that the Father gives me, they will come. Today somebody is hearing the voice. And the one who comes to me, I will no means cast out. I won't sack him. Once the Father has drawn you and you have come to me, I won't sack you. That's what Jesus is saying. So simple. Bow your heads with me in prayer. All that the Father has given me, is the Father calling you? Please. Be ready to just say, yes, Lord. As we have closed our eyes and bow our heads for prayer.